Today, for those of you who are listening to us, welcome to Mindset Media. Come, let's learn. Our scripture for today, we're taking it from the Word of God for this week, where the scripture says, why did God command the children of Israel to look upon the bronzen serpent after they had been beaten by the serpents? The people are literally beaten and poison is traveling in their body. They are getting weak. And after that state of being weak, those who are weak who have not yet died, they were commanded to look upon a bronzen serpent, which is in the form of the same serpent that has beaten them, but put upon a stick and raised up high. And they looked upon it. And when they looked upon it, the scripture says that they will be healed and they shall live. Now, why did God command Moses to use the same serpent that bites them, puts poison in their body, makes them sick, and then here they are, they must look at the same serpent to be healed? What I'm going to say right now is very, very powerful, and if you get understanding, you will get the ability of living a life of divine health, prosperity, and accessibility towards God's blessing. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 17 says, for behold, I will send serpents among you, vipers which cannot be charmed, and they shall bite you, says the Lord. He says, I will send serpents among you. Whenever we see the word serpent, you always think about the devil. Every time you saw the snake serpent, it was connected to the devil kind of behavior towards man. The serpent came and tempted the woman, and the woman disobeyed God, and she did what Satan or serpentic behavior commanded or required from her. But here we are seeing that God is saying, I will send serpents that shall bite you, and you cannot charm them. You cannot control them. You cannot govern them. They will bite you, says the Lord. Why are the people being beaten? And literally, the command of the serpents biting them is literally an instruction sent from God. Now, let us look at this scripture and understand it. The people were discouraged, and through their complaints, discouragement came first. Yeah, they were put off. They were discouraged. They got depressed. They felt like the process of life they were going through, the new life they were living, the new instructions and commandments that were commanded unto them, were boring. And they didn't have the enthusiasm, or I would say, the passion to do the things that have been commanded unto them. So they got discouraged. And from discouragement down the road, they started to complain, to nag, yeah, to show disapproval towards what has been commanded them. So they start to find fault. They complained, and death came upon them because of complaining. The book Numbers chapter 21 verse 5 says, and the people spoke and complained against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? Now notice how they complain. Remember, they were discouraged, and discouragement leads to complaints. Yeah. And then from complaints, it leads to calling on to use the tongue to speak evil, to use the tongue to call death, to use the tongue to ignite death because somebody is complaining. So they complained and they said, you brought us out of Egypt to kill us in the wilderness. We all know that God performed a lot of miracles to show that he had received the children of Israel. He cared for them. He was taking them to the promised land. He fought for them. He literally proved to them that he is their God, and they were in covenant with him through their forefathers' established covenant. And because of that, they were going into the promised land. But notice how all these promises, good promises from God, how all these miracles that happened unto them from the time they came out of Egypt in the wilderness, how now they turn around through complaining and they start to say that God literally brought them there with the intentions of killing them. Now, or putting them to death. Now, their discouragement uttered out in form of complaints turned into poison serpents. Numbers 21 verse 6 says, so the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Give the people wise counseling, media information, until they see their own errors. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 8 says, and God commanded Moses to make a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole, and it shall be that everyone who is bitten will look upon it and it shall live. Here the children of Israel are bitten. Poison is traveling in their bodies and it is weakening them. They are attractive to all different kinds of contagious, to all different kinds of sicknesses, and white cells, or the soldiers that fight sickness in their body is weakened. They are so weak, but now they are commanded to look upon the same serpent that has bit them, the same serpent that deceived them, the same serpent that confused them, the same satanic energy that brought them into a place of discouragement and complaints. Look upon it. In Numbers chapter 21 verse 9 says, so Moses made a bronzen serpent, or a bronze serpent, and put it upon a pole. So it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked upon the bronzen serpent, or bronze serpent, he lived. Why did God now command Moses to take a bronzen serpent and put it upon a pole? So that the people who were bitten by the serpent may look upon it and get healed or live. The act of looking upon the bronze. This message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo from the Council of Ngabo God's Courthouse. Celebrate.